you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. In today's episode, we just recently celebrated it because, well, this is future Fruit talking to past Fruit, which you're about to listen to. We actually got to everything we listed for this episode, which is incredible, which contains, but is not limited to, Destiny 2. Blue has been excited about it. Rob doesn't understand.
He loves the story.
I get some food delivered, specifically the Chipotle quesadilla. We break that down. Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's new. What do we think about it? A lot of video games coming up that I'm excited about. But apparently no one's really ever heard of. I made a giant Pokemon tier list of literally every Pokemon, and Blue was definitely not upset about anything.
I was upset about some things.
Okay, maybe, yeah, not important. Just suck. And much more, as well as some questions and answers at the end, so stay tuned for this episode. Love you guys. Let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the only 20 million star-rated podcast.
Yeah. Wow, on 20 now.
iTunes. Yep. 20 million, granted.
You know what's weird about the GG Easy stock? It only goes up, never goes down.
Yeah, we are publicly traded.
Some say the bubble will burst.
You can buy in. We're going to the moon. We're not actually publicly traded. We're not even a company. Okay, that's not important.
Are we gonna get sued for saying that?
Might be. A podcast reveal.
Oh, he didn't forget.
That's right, baby. 70.
I was going to do one last week, but my phone was dead.
78 or 79 episodes, and you know what? We nailed it. It's like we've been doing this for over a year and a half. Very well deserved, says Maynard. The A is a 4, of course, and there's 2 R's. Oh, classic.
Thanks, that means they're cool.
Classic. They're sick. Rated 5 stars, of course.
Obviously.
I've been listening to this podcast since the very beginning, and I listen to every episode at least twice while waiting for the new one. The recent hype on Destiny 2 has really made me want to get back into it, and I'm very grateful for that. This podcast allows me to have a break throughout my crazy busy life, and I'm truly grateful.
That's the same.
We made you want to play Destiny again?
Well, not you, Rob.
Not you, Rob.
Specifically,
we know how you feel.
You.
Well, okay, hold on. Now that we're on the topic of Destiny, Blue, I have to ask you. You tweeted, like, I know I give a lot of shit to Destiny, but I'm in on the story now. Like, dude, what could have possibly happened that I need to like, all of a sudden I need to take the Destiny story seriously.
Well, okay, so let me give a quick rundown. Historically, Destiny story has been held together by tape and WD-40. It has been non-existent. Even in Beyond Light, which is supposed to be like, yo, this was supposed to be Destiny 3, but like we were like, no, let's put in the game. And I was like, damn, this is going to be an awful story for a new game.
It was just thick robots. That
was about it was just, I'm a fat fallen with the dump truck ass dump who truck. Can freeze things now. Ooh, fear me. Also, the darkness is bad and you can wield the darkness bad. And it's like, damn, I have no clue what's going on. Whereas now we have like actual antagonist who is like, yo,
is that the Cabal dude who's like,
that's the Cabal chick.
A woman,
bow down to me guy,
or she's like, hey,
it's a woman.
Excuse me, sorry.
And it's what's up, it's pronounced Kalahalal.
It's Keitel, thank you very much. It's Keitel.
Pretty sure it's
Keitel. No, it's pretty clearly Keitel.
Whatever. All right, you know what, some of us are wrong.
Anyways, we've actually had straight up like dialogue. We've had character cutscenes. We've had like you go to the helm.
Unfortunately, no.
Only the high quality cutscenes are in 30 FPS. Otherwise, like the character dialogue when you go to the helm table, it's all in game dialogue. It's all in game story. No, but it's good because you actually get dialogue. Like the characters actually show up on your screen, like BioShock style. You know how like you're playing the game and the characters come in, like, Zavala, you like poo poo, but then Zavala's like, no, and Osiris, then, you like pee pee,
and then Saladin's like, I'm so raspy, I hate everything.
Yeah, and Saladin's like, oh, I'm a bitch all the time. And then Aldrin is like, yeah, you are kind of a. He's like, yeah, you are kind of a bitch, but philosophically, and Aldrin's like, It's cool having all these characters actually like have like interactions and talk to each other instead of like going to a vendor and the vendor being like, go poo poo on the darkness.
Okay.
And I'm like, but
yeah, like I'll do that.
But like this season is so good because like characters are talking to each other, characters are interacting. You have things that are actually happening when you go, like each week you have characters by the helm table like resolving something. The battlegrounds actually like you finish it and like the characters are like, yeah, so like Cabal bad. What if Cabal aren't that bad? What if like philosophically
they do good.
You know, like what if Cabal are just like us and just trying to survive? Fuck you, dude. Whoa. No, they're bad. It's just very nice to have characters doing character things, and the strike is like might as well be a story mission, which is
strike
tight.
Was awesome.
The strike was sick.
With the guitar little bow riff at the end.
So it's like historically Destiny is like, go here, punch bad. Character says witty punchline. Ooh, something about Cade being dead. He's dead. Move on, guys. Move on. He's dead. Story complete. But
dude,
now
you
it's
can't
like.
Tell me to get over that. He's been with me since day one.
If it wasn't Nathan Fillion, I would have been over it. But the fact that we no longer have Nathan Fillion is what I'm upset about.
Now it's politics.
You know how long ago that was? We were at
Resolution.
E3 when that was announced.
It is tight. I like it. I am down with Destiny story if they keep doing it like this. Stop doing that Beyond Light and Shadowkeep bullshit where you have to do stories. Finish the story, Bungie!
What? But like, you say finish the story, I don't even know what they need to finish.
Exactly.
Like, what is
and
the...
this season was the first time I felt like, damn, I actually know what's going on and I didn't have to read 8 pages of lore.
Yeah, I refuse to read lore. I'll agree with Blue on this. The way they've done story is pretty cool this season. Like every week, log in, there's new interactions. The quest or whatever is the exact same, but you do it just to get more story. And then there's been occasional cutscenes. Like this week had a full 3D cutscene. Previously, there was like a cool 2D drawn cutscene, which is still better than what we've ever gotten. So I like the way they're going with it. Would love to see it continue like this. And as a casual too, it's nice because I can like hop on for like 2 hours. I'm like, cool, I'll come back
casual,
next reset.
Bro. You're a Destiny YouTuber.
Right. You're right. I'm sorry. So as a Destiny YouTuber, I really like it. And the way they tied the battlegrounds into this strike they just added, and then the strike was really cool. Yes, Rob.
What is battlegrounds?
That's just the new seasonal activity.
So essentially what's happening is the Cabal have this weird thing where they need honor and they have to impress Keitel or Keitel. And so they have this ancient ritual thing that they do because they're like a warrior race. And so what they do is they essentially challenge people, and it's all these Cabal warlords trying to be like, yo, I'm sick enough. Put me on like your war council, Keitel. And so they keep invading and we have to be like, nah, get out of here. And so that's what battlegrounds are. And essentially, Keitel has been trying to get the Vanguard to come on the War Council and essentially be her little puppets. But she's like, peace. But really, she's just like, I want to control you guys because we have a common enemy currently. But of course, the Vanguard and whatever his face Cabal. Is. No, the blue dude. His name?
Zavala.
I was going to say Shax. Like, that's not it. Zavala is like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not your little, you know, puppet. And so it's all this. And of course, he's like, we need you to fix everything, Guardian, because we rely solely on you for absolutely everything. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't seem very healthy, but I'll do it. Yes, Rob.
Can I talk about a spoiler that I saw on the timeline? And I don't know if this is it's Destiny related. So if you are into Destiny's story at all, I guess.
If you haven't played it by
granted,
now,
then, if they're that into it though, they probably already know.
Yeah, they probably they probably actually
and it's not
care
it's not like
spoiler.
Some there's nothing this season that's like whoa
okay,
like
then,
completely
but
out
it
there.
Might be something where it wasn't even like it could have been a totally different season and I missed it. The prince guy, what's his face,
that
is
was
he
this
back
week. He's been back for two
he's
seasons
he's been back for two seasons
but yeah
oh okay see I saw that I saw that on the
this
timeline,
was this was basically the lead up to his reveal.
Yeah, because so far he's been amongst the Vanguard, but they didn't know
he's been among us. Boom, 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 oh, boom.
Shark jumps in. Did I hear among?
Get out of my head!
Imagine if like eight boxes came up, like, "Hey guys,
yeah. Bing, 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 bing." So yeah, Aldrin Slav has been back. That's a whole other story thing. The story
that's actually
on.
Really cool. The symbolism, by the way, because in the original cutscene with Forsaken, you have Kate on the ground
Cage shooting,
and Aldrin,
yeah,
no, Aldrin shooting.
Zavala's
but then in this
like,
cutscene, they're in the light,
and
Zavala's
like, no,
holding his hand
now,
out for Aldrin.
So like,
it's
and
sick.
Like, we're tight, dude. Yeah. So anyway,
that's cool. Like at least like there's something you guys. Can like
I'm
at least there's
you.
Like something you guys get to listen
that's,
to now.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll just keep playing for day one raids.
Yeah, I respect it. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And thankfully, the seasonal challenges make it easy to actually level up the season pass because I'm like level 80-something.
You've been grinding. You've been grinding.
Which previously in a Destiny season, I think the best level I'd ever gotten on a battle pass was like 30. So,
Blue, you're back in your toxic relationship with Destiny again?
I'm in two equally toxic relationships.
Then,
that's not
Final Fantasy. Shadowbringer, which is free to play.
The honeymoon stage is over with Final Fantasy.
No, I'm still in one toxic relationship. My Final Fantasy one is toxic because I get on and raid, and then I get sad because I'm not raiding. Because you have to put eight people together for raids, so I can't be raiding 24/7, and it makes.
Why don't you have like the Blue Westlow's house, like Bear in the Big Blue House, like Blue in the Big Blue House. And you just have a big raid team.
But it's impossible because you can't just have eight people ready to raid constantly.
But you're Blue Westlow.
Just tweet it out.
Yeah,
there's like 80 million
yeah,
people
can.
In the
you're
podcast every time.
No,
like, yo,
no.
I start playing
the face of, you're
yo,
the face
I'm ready
of
to
Final Fantasy.
I'm ready to
no,
fight
the,
E27s.
No,
and
No. It doesn't work that way because you actually have to use like actual brain power to finish these raids. Like in Destiny, you can just like struggle bust through raids. In Final Fantasy, there's like strats and shit. And like there's like uptime strats I like using. So like if the other team can't use uptime strats and adjust for me to get my 99 parse, then like what's the point of even raiding?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you can't do that 99 parse.
Destiny raid sounded like that.
Yeah. So anyways, the point is
instead go up or go.
I did yes. The point yeah, I'm back in relationship with Destiny. But it's because it's a really good season.
It definitely has been an improvement.
Destiny gave you a really nice purse, Blue, that you really liked and wanted.
And then
okay,
next
I'm
season's
back.
Gonna be trash, and I'm not gonna play for 3 months.
And then Destiny's gonna forget about your anniversary and something that meant a lot to you, and didn't show up for it. And
you're
then
gonna, you're gonna ghost them. And
I feel like me and
where you are.
I feel like me and Fruit represent the average player, though. Like we love the game when it's good, but we fucking hate it when it's bad.
But of course, everyone's like, bro, you're only allowed to play one game and you have to love it. And even if you don't, you can only play that game. Otherwise, you're like a shill and you don't actually like the game. And that's not how that works. So anyway, I did see somebody tweet to me today, in fact, that they installed Destiny for the very first time because of my videos. So Bungie, I'm expecting the check in the mail soon. I'll take 1% of 1% of what Eververse gets you guys.
Same. Yeah.
If that's, I feel like that's fair.
I agree. Just,
yeah.
Is the silver store popping, Blue? Like, did you buy any
Surprisingly,
silver?
I have only spent $10 worth of silver this season.
Oh, ho.
Mr. Fruit, your rebuttal.
None.
I have.
Oh, it's all gone towards Apex.
Unfortunately.
Well, I also have a pretty nice little stash of bright dust that I'm burning through right now. So.
Oh, no. I mean, I did buy stuff from the Eververse, but I either already had the bright dust or the coins. So I haven't put in more.
Okay, well, if we're talking about silver I already have, then I have spent $30 worth of silver this season.
That's not bad.
Understandable. So anyway, that's Destiny off the list. Bobbing, bobbing. Look at us.
Shit out of here.
Second, as announced today, very thoughtful of them to always do this for the podcast.
Yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima is officially announced to be a movie.
Woo!
Oh my.
The director of John Wick, correct?
Yes. The director of John Wick is set to make a Ghost of Tsushima movie.
What? It's going to be sick then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. As soon as I saw John Wick director, I went, oh, I'm in.
And some people are already like, who should play Jin Sakai? Maybe it should be this person. How about we just do the voice actor? Who they literally modeled, he is Jin Sakai. You could just use him. He literally is him. He's already an actor. Put him in the movie. Thanks.
Or Christian Miller. Hear me out.
Oh my gosh, Hollywood's whitewashing. No thanks. It would be very whitewashing. So, yeah, would love to see that actor. But, like, all in all, the story's freaking fantastic. And then...
still a game I need to play or, like, explore.
Yeah, honestly, hearing the news, I want to go back and I'm probably going to play New Game Plus. And
you haven't played on the PS5 though, right?
No. So I get to play New Game Plus with 60 frames. And I never replay games. So that's how you know. It's dope.
You replay Destiny.
Okay, well, that's completely... it's not important. And yeah, that's literally all we know. It was announced. But that's all I need to know to get
over
hype.
Under 2024 is the release year.
I'll say 2023.
You think we get it then?
Right. Yeah. But whatever it is, it won't be soon enough. And again, I cannot understate how excited I am for that.
Is it going to have what I feel like movies have the problem of? Like with a video game, you have countless hours of a way to tell a story. With a movie, it's only 2 hours.
I think because the beauty
of
it.
What do you think they're
gonna do? Well, the beauty of this is it's an open world game, so you know all the side stories and stuff.
You can pick like a quest maybe or something.
Well, all the side stories and stuff are probably gonna fall to the wayside. Maybe they'll like bring in some characters here and there that if you played the game, you could be like, hey, I know that person.
You'll be the Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah,
but otherwise, if you follow just the main story. And you were to put together all that as well as the cutscenes, I mean, that probably is the movie. I wouldn't doubt it. And I think it would make a really good movie. So, yeah, I'm pumped. And normally I'm not one to be pumped about a movie or a story. If I already know the spoilers, obviously, because like I know what happens. But in this case, I don't care if I know everything that's going to happen. Just being able to see it on the silver screen is going to be sick.
You're a manga reader in this instance.
Yeah, manga.
You should talk to Claire about it. Hey, babe.
bro, if there's some parts in the game that made me cry, I'm thinking about it now. If they do that on screen, oof.
I don't think a game has ever moved me to tears.
What? Really?
Ever. No. Right. I don't think.
No game has ever made me cry as much as BioShock Infinite. That one made me just weep like a baby.
I don't think I've ever been that invested into a game. Like even Kingdom Hearts, I was too young to like. I don't know.
Don't understand Kingdom Hearts.
Well, like I'm just talking about the scene where like he just gets home and like Donald Duck pops up and then Kyrie's like, "You're home." Like that part you don't really need to understand. Oh,
where'd you go, Rob?
It's light bill.
He's in a tunnel.
Light bill.
Oh,
I got it.
Okay, he just sent the.
Payment. Hey, Thomas Edison. Yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call from my buddy Thomas.
Tom, how you doing, Eddie?
That's one of my favorite Family Guy jokes. He's like, he calls the number and he's like, "Wait, is this 7?" He's like, "No, this is 4." He's like, "Oh, wrong number. Sorry."
Oh, yeah. So yeah, that as a whole is going to be absolutely fantastic, and I have faith because it is the John Wick director. So
that's the only reason why I have any sort of faith.
I'm hoping, I don't doubt now that like the action and stuff will be nailed. And I love Eastern kind of movies like that. And frankly, we don't get much like that. So if it like popularized that some more.
And when we do, we get Tom Cruise.
The Last Samurai.
I've never seen that movie.
Tom Cruise.
Is it bad or is it good?
It's actually a pretty good movie.
I've actually heard decent things about it.
It's a pretty good movie. It's just like.
It's just, why is it Tom Cruise?
Why is it Tom Cruise? Yeah.
You're just sitting there the whole movie like.
No way that flies nowadays. Like if that movie was to come out.
Rightfully so, it wouldn't fly.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, hey guys, we have this thing. We don't believe it'll do well enough. So we need a name behind it. Who's really hot right now? Tom Cruise.
Tom fucking Cruise.
Hey, but it's Last Samurai. Movie, guys.
Yeah, and they're like, even Tom better. Cruise. Yeah, even better. Right? So yeah.
It's like that one movie. What's Matt Damon in? I heard that movie's bad. It's like a Matt Damon movie.
Oh my god.
Like a samurai.
Fucking the wall.
It's like
of China.
Oh my yeah, it's like god. A really Yeah, it's like a really
Bro,
weird.
I was like, it can't be that bad. And I think I watched it on
You
some,
saw
like,
it?
I think I watched it on like a foreign flight where it's free.
Oh,
otherwise I don't think I would have ever, because even I am like, I'll give things a chance. And that one I was like, yikes. So I was like, all right, well, I got nothing else to do. And it was a movie.
Like, who is, like, in their right mind, like, oh, Matt Damon would do so well in a movie about the Wall of China? Holy crap.
Well, the sad part, too, is that wasn't even the worst part.
It was like the aliens were, like, the actual,
no,
like...
No, no, not everyone.
No, it wasn't?
No, there weren't aliens. But...
Well, were they?
The bizarre part...
Rob's like, tell me!
I'm not gonna watch it. I just know the things that they were fighting weren't like Mongolians. Like,
well, the it's just like, yeah, Matt Damon cast anyway was just out there, and I think that was very much a thing of like, hey, we have a budget, we want to make this movie. I don't know how we're gonna sell it. We need one big name. We can afford Matt Damon. Throw Matt Damon in there, and Matt Damon probably got enough money. He's like, screw it, dude. So we did it. But it was garbage.
He did it.
And yeah, regardless of who they cast for Matt Damon character, even if they hadn't, it would not have saved that movie. Trash, unfortunately.
So. Yeah, I knew this.
Zero on the Mr. Fruit scale. You heard it here first.
I don't know why that movie like popped in my head.
As you all know, I'm usually pretty lenient. Like if it's like, hey, I enjoyed it, or like, hey, it wasn't that bad, you know, I'm like, yeah.
Is it worse than Mark Wahlberg's Transformers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's
because like at least Mark Wahlberg's Transformers one. I like Marky Mark's when he's just on the screen, muscles.
Even if it's shit.
Yeah, well, it was pretty bad. But the salvageable stuff is like just cut out everything else and then just watch the robot fighting scenes. You know, at least there's something in there. Which
the last
again,
Bumblebee movie was decent.
That means we're 6 days away from Kong, and Godzilla. As of the day of this recording.
Oh, maybe we'll talk about that on the podcast next week. Maybe that'll be our homework next
that'll
week.
Be tough because that one comes out like Friday at 12:01 a.m. or whatever.
Oh, it does.
So you underestimate my sleep schedule, my ability to ruin my sleep schedule.
Yeah, I'll wake up early for it and we can record like midday. That's we'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for that. But as far as just finishing up, I guess, on a little tangent about games that have like moved me that much. I know Bioshock Infinite by far and away was like an anomaly for me.
Pokemon?
Pokemon's never moved me.
Pokemon, the first movie, didn't move you, bro?
Oh, we're not talking about movies. I'm talking about games.
As far as
games, a little kid,
what?
Of course, I wept like a little thing when Ash turned to stone, dude. I'm over there like, ah! Like Pikachu. He's so sad.
He really tried to throw hands with a Mewtwo, bro.
There is.
I respect
it,
but he's an idiot.
I don't know if I've ever cried to a Pokemon game. I agree. But I think there was definitely some moments where I was like, got a little. Like, oh man, what the fuck? It was the stuffle that gets left behind in Sun and Moon.
That was sad.
That shit hit me. Hurt my gooch.
But there was...
Has a game made you cry, Blue? Like, any game?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I think...
We're just in touch with our emotions, Rob.
Well, I cry at movies all the time. Like, I love crying in movies.
What movie made me fucking...
Safe Haven?
Ball my eyes out. I think it was... Because I was so into Metal Gear Solid. The end of Metal Gear Solid 4 made me cry. I was so into Metal Gear Solid my entire life. And 4 was just like right in my meow meow, dude.
I guess. Oh, go ahead, Blue.
I think that's the only time I've like cried a game.
The only time I'm thinking where I was moved, but I didn't cry, was Gears of War. And
oh, see, I feel like a lot of people would agree with you.
Like Gears of War 2 and Gears of War 3.
All around me are familiar.
It's just a good
faces.
Game.
Wanna
definitely like a franchise though that I think just needs to kind of stop. Like it had its
past
time.
Its prime.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time, but it's definitely time to stop.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima got me twice.
Cuphead.
God of War, the ending. That was more move than cry, but definitely moved me.
Season of Opulence.
Well, because what people don't realize is like I remember seeing it on Reddit. It was really sweet or whatever. It was like a tweet. And I think it was like Cody Barlog. I think I said his name right. Who's like the lead on God of War. Said like, this is why I make games or whatever. But it was like this girl talking about how, or whoever it might have been, was dealing with the death of their mother recently. And they played through God of War without realizing the whole entire story is Atreus and Kratos trying to bring their wife and mother's ashes to the place where she wanted to be, like let her ashes fly over. And that's really the whole overarching journey. And so Then they play through it and then it, like help them cope with it and stuff and like realize things. So that's really cool. I feel like there are
Last
a couple
of us?
More. Well, I never
oh
finished it.
My god! That was a repressed memory. Thanks for bringing that up, Rob.
Suddenly,
holy shit, I cried the first hour. It's like Up, you know how like the first...
Oh, first five like, minutes, dude. You're just
like the first hour of
like
last
the first
of
5 minutes of Up was like ball. That was me that last was trip. The first 30 minutes of Last of Us, I fucking cried.
Really, I didn't
remember.
It was cool. I like the story, but
you're just like Joel running, right? And
but
then,
for
like,
yeah, but for me, like something like that could happen at the beginning, and it doesn't get me because I'm not invested yet. But if like let's say those same events happen at the end, it would have been probably completely different for me because once I'm invested in no characters, that's when it's more likely going to move me. But if it like hits me at the beginning, I'm like, whoa. But it doesn't have the same effect
that's,
yet.
That's why it hit me, because it was at the beginning. It caught me off guard. And it hit me right in my Gucci.
It was rough, though.
Yeah, and then bad. When that little kid dies, too, that was really sad in that game.
It hurt. It hurt really bad. I'm sad now. Thanks for that.
But there's probably been some other games.
But yeah, no tears of it. I don't know if it's because like I just understand that this is a video game. But like I cried at TV shows. I don't know. Weird.
It's just, it has to be a good single player game that really immerses me. That's what it has to be.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So anyway, Ghost of Tsushima, please be good. Either way, I'm definitely going to watch you. Very excited.
Good or bad, he's going to watch it.
Of course. Speaking of slicey, dicey, and period pieces, I was watching a whole bunch of videos today because for some reason, I'm just unnecessarily excited for Hoods and Outlaws. I think I briefly mentioned this before.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't hear anyone talking about it, which is a shame. I think it comes out May 10th. And if you pre-order it, you get early access May 7th. So, of course,
wow, Mr. Fruit.
Yeah, but I don't have a code, no. Unless it's on Epic Games Store, which I don't think it is. But if it is, code Mr. Fruit, thanks. It's this. So let me just go ahead and say no single player, which I know a lot of people are bummed about. But it's a multiplayer heist, essentially. So the way it is you go into a match or whatever, and you're trying to, it's supposed to be like a, in the same vein of like back in Robin Hood times, where you're stealing from the rich to give the poor, whatever. So you guys are these hoods and outlaws, but you're essentially good guys, and you're invading these keeps to get their riches and get out. But you're also competing against another group of hoods and outlaws. So it's 4v4 and an entire map populated with NPCs and everything. And it's very stealth based. It's very similar to like Assassin's Creed, and there's a whole bunch of different classes and stuff. But
kind of you can figure out how to do the heist. You can either go like run and gun in, or you can also do like a stealthy kind of.
Well, the thing is that you could have an entire plan, but if the other team just plays differently, it could completely ruin your plan. And like if they take the chest, you'll know, and you have to try and stop them. You have to try and like.
I haven't heard anything about this.
Yes, I think it looks pretty sick, but I haven't been hearing anything. But they've recently released a whole bunch of character videos, so I was watching it today. That comes out in May. I'm excited about it. We should definitely play it because it looks very interesting and a nice little spoof. And it's in medieval times, and literally,
we like medieval.
That's it for me.
Anywhere,
yeah,
Mr. Fruit.
There's the meme,
Mr. Fruit. Medieval times. Oh,
yeah. There's
medieval
the meme,
or
like
Western, Mr. Fruit,
like Wild West.
Yeah.
Medieval. Okay. Like if I had to rank them,
medieval or Japanese samurai?
See, had to rank, that's when it gets tough. Probably like, Japanese samurai might be tough. I can't choose between Japanese samurai. Maybe Japanese and medieval. Viking. Pirates. Steampunk? Wild West, and then I'm sure there's some others that I could place in there. But the top three are the typical for me,
yeah.
Medieval, Japanese, and Viking. But yeah, it's like that Japan meme, like Mr. Fruit, location, not Japan, like actually Japan. Woo! Same thing with like medieval and stuff. So I'm 100% going to try it anyway. It looks really sick.
May 10th.
May 10th. Mark, well, May 7th with early access. But I bring that up because that's obviously a little ways away, May. However, April is right around the corner. And quite a few things coming out I'm excited for. Obviously, April 1st, we've talked about it, Outriders. Now, I don't know. Robert, are you even going to try and play it?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. And like, I don't know what it is or what I'm doing or how to play it. And if I'm playing with a group or if you guys have a group, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't? We had a whole podcast. It's a looter shooter. Yeah, that's not a live service game.
see, but like you guys didn't sound too hype on it.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not hype on it yet because I don't know everything to expect, but also I kind of want to go in blind to looter shooters at this point in the game. But also Mr. Fruit seemed pretty excited about it, so I was going to give it a try.
Well, and I do know somebody who apparently got full access to the game with dev commands because they wanted him to like make some content. So he's doing all the endgame stuff right now. He got to see all the legendaries. And he said endgame's very Diablo-esque, but he's cautiously optimistic and he thinks it might not be an incredible event, but I think people will be happier than the current sentiment going into the game. So that's
Destiny
something.
Destiny killer, you're saying.
No. but as long as endgame's fun, like that's the biggest thing for me. So at the very least, though, that should be like a week of fun, hopefully, playing through the story and then getting to the end game and deciding if it's something I want to commit to further. But we have that, and then we have Century Age of Ashes, which I recently made a video on. Again, not hearing anyone talk about it. You ride dragons and fight other people. That's the game.
I saw you playing it on Twitch, and you were carrying and losing.
Yeah.
Like every other
unlucky
game you play.
Well, I was carrying every game. But why doesn't that just do it for people? Apparently, maybe some marketing issues, but you ride dragons. It looks, the game graphically is fantastic.
I don't know. I feel like the real dragon riding wave kind of left in 2018.
Are you saying
Game of Thrones? How to Train Your Dragon? I feel like if you came out with it then maybe
I don't know about
the traction you're looking for.
But
have you seen those movies, by the way?
I have. They're great.
They're good. They're great.
Of course I have, because one, it has dragons, and two, it's Viking. Of course I've seen them.
Toothless is cute.
He is. Point being, it's free to play too. It's coming out to Steam, and then it's later coming to PlayStation 5 and possibly other consoles. But it's coming to Steam, free to play.
What do you do? I saw you, it almost looked like you were going through rings. Like,
well, so that's one of the game modes. So there are classes currently. There's Marauder, I don't know if it's Vanguard, but we'll just call it Vanguard. Marauder, Vanguard, and Phantom. Those classes change your rider appearance, but also your dragons or your wyverns and the abilities you get. So the Phantom, for instance, you get like a sleeker looking wyvern, a little speedy, and your ability is when it's up, your ultimate, whatever, you can go invisible. And then when you exit, your next fireball does like extra damage. And they have all these different things. So then you go into PvP matches. It's only PvP, which some people turn off. That's literally what I look for. So, of course, for me, I might say.
They want like a story?
I don't know. But it's literally like, see, I think here's the problem. For me, I'm like, man, this is a game I would make. And then I realized there's like no traction for it now. It's like, maybe this is why I shouldn't make games, because the games I love always die. So I'm hoping it gets a good player base. And the fact that it's free to play to start is definitely the right decision, because we have something like Rocket Arena we can look at, which is great concept, great idea, great execution. And then EA is like, hey, we're gonna charge $35 for it and then have microtransactions. Whereas if you just, and currently I think Steam concurrent player count is now at 5 players and it's been out for a couple months. Yeah, it's that bad. Whereas if you just made it free to play, microtransactions, you start with a bigger base, way more likely for your game to have longevity, whatever, I can get into that some other time. But it's free to play. You freaking fight other dragons, you chase them, you breathe fire, but there's different game modes. So the one you saw was Capture the Flag, where somebody on your team has to grab the flag and then fly through 10 gates in one go with the flag to win. So then you need your other friends to be like on your back, because while you have the flag, you can't do anything except fly. You can't use any of your abilities. You can't attack. Mm-hmm. So you need your friends to cover you. And you got to outmaneuver people fighting you and stuff. And the flying and everything is actually really intuitive. It all just works. And yeah, it's really fun. So I'm hoping that picks up. But I'm looking forward to grinding that game. And then there's also another free-to-play PvP game coming out that Rob and I actually just played called Knockout City.
That's a good time. Yeah. I actually really had fun.
I'm excited for that because, again, it's another just jump in and play some PvP games. It's, if you haven't heard of it, it is a they don't know how to put it as a genre, but it's
like dodgeball.
It's dodgeball. That is the core of the game. You have a ball. You throw it at the enemy. They want to dodge it. If they get hit twice in one life, they're like KO'd. But in between all the different trick shots you can do, the catches and like perfect catches when people are throwing it at you, being able to curl up into a ball and have other people throw you, the special different balls.
Just like those slight ways you can outplay people.
Yeah.
It's like really cool.
Dashes. You can push people off maps. You can glide. Like, it seems really simple. And you're like, how in the world would there be enough content in this game? But then you get to a match and you realize just how nuanced it is and how fun it is, especially when you get into it, because like all matches are best of three. That's another free-to-play game coming out in April that I'm looking forward to playing. And so I'm hoping between that, Outriders, and Sentry, Age of Ashes, hopefully April's easy peasy, and then that transitions right into Hoods and Outlaws. Although at the end of April, like the very end of April, there's some game coming out too that
you're also missing one thing that's coming.
What's that?
The new Among Us map.
Oh, that's true. That's the end of this month, isn't it?
Yeah.
New Among Us map. That'll probably last us one session. So unlucky. But that's all right. But it will be cool. Well, if we probably our friend group, yeah. Then we'll probably have to get some different people.
Yeah. But
either way, it'll be fun, I think. And it'll be good too, though, because like, when was the last time we played Among Us?
Yeah. And it'll be like getting back to the roots, you know, just playing the map and learning the map and learning what the tasks are. And then you don't know which tasks you have if you are the imposter. So it'll be cool.
Yeah. My 1 million dead subs will revive and be like, he's back.
And I liked your title that said, please stop unsubscribing.
Oh, yeah. Please. Stop. I'm hemorrhaging subs. I beg you. It's fine. I understand. Again, that's a whole other tangent. I did want to hear from Blue about a Pokemon tier list. And he had no idea what we were talking about. But recently, I wasted 3.5 hours of my life.
I posted a picture that it was like Pokemon fans be like, and it was a tier list, and it had every Pokemon, and I shared it. And you really took it to heart.
Well, yeah, the first link was like, here's the list if you want to do it yourself. So I was like, I'm finna act up. Fine, I'll do it. And I was like, it can't be that hard. But then I was doing it, and I realized, yeah, no way of saying. That's a lot of Pokemon. Because they have all the variants and stuff, so it's like 900-something. And then on top of that, the problem was, as you get farther and farther, the website was not meant for you to make a tier list out of like 900 things. So I'm like scrolled out in Chrome to like 10%, and you have to like drag an icon. And like, if I want to put it up high tier, I have to like drag it into one, scroll, drag it into one, scroll, drag it into one, scroll, drag it into one, scroll. So long story short is I made a Pokemon tier list of every Pokemon. There are a few missing.
If you check out the DMs, Blue, I put the list in there. And if you have any hot topics or any of the Pokemon,
if you are curious to see my list, you can go to my Twitter. And there's a tweet, and then attached to it is like the bottom half of the tier list. And I definitely expected some hate.
Don't agree with the Steelix. I can't believe Steelix is Pokegasm.
So yeah, let me break it down. In my tier list, from top to bottom, we have Krogunk tier, which is obviously SSS.
You put Trapinch in Mediocre?
All right, calm down. Hey, whoa.
No one puts Trapinch in Mediocre.
Whoa.
Which one blue is that? You put
Dracovish in Mediocre?
Okay, wait, no.
Kecleon?
Dracovish was a mistake. I thought I put him higher, but I forgot.
My man, Kecleon in Mediocre.
Yeah. Kecleon in Mediocre.
How
dare? Let me break it down. So my top of the top is Krogunk tier. Obviously sitting at the top, Krogunk, my boy. Next up, we got Pokegasm, which is like SS+. And for me, in it, I have Tyranitar, Mega Rayquaza.
Okay.
Toxicroak.
Why is Steelix in Pokegasm? Shut up.
Arcanine, Excavalier, Rowlet, Cramorant, Steelix, Scizor.
I respect this.
That's my Pokégasm. Then it goes on to like Amazinger, which has a lot.
Mega Pidgeot, my man. Mega Pidgeot high up there. We fire, like that. Dude. Seriously. Mega Pidgeot, Fuego.
So Fuego. Then we have Amazing Tier, Great Tier, Good Tier, Average. Then it goes down to Mediocre, Amiss, This Ain't It, Chief, Blame Whitney, which exclusively has Meltank. It's Whitney's fault. The Trash Tier. And then below Trash is a Burmy Tier, saved for Burmy. His evolution, and then some of the semi-sage, semi-poor, whatever. And then below that, we have a special tier for Alolan Dugtrio, because in that one, we have Alolan Dugtrio, Jinx, Perugly, the entire clown water line of Gen 8.
They're not clowns. They're like... They're
whatever
like,
the fudge.
They're like circus.
Show like, animals. Yeah, it's terrible. It's cool.
What?
Then we got the Donald Trump Pokemon, and... whatever the fudge
wow
that new mythical Pokemon was.
You really did not like that new mythical, huh?
It's a testicle, dude. I don't know what the fudge that thing is.
Kind of.
I don't even know the name of it. It's,
well, it's not mythical. It's
whatever it is.
What's his name from Crown Tundra? Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot his name.
Yeah, it's easily forgettable. It's understandable.
Calyrex.
Yeah. Calyrex, whatever. Is a low in the trio tier, but then wait, we have one more tier below that, the bruh tier.
Klefki is not a bruh tier. Yep.
We got Klefki and is that Bruxish or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, that's Bruxish.
Yeah, Klefki and Bruxish.
Bruxish deserves to be there. Bruxish is arguably worst Pokemon of all time.
Klefki's right up there, dude.
No,
dude, where are my keys? In the bruh tier.
I appreciate that you put Silvally in the amazing tier because most people wouldn't even put him there, and I appreciate that.
Well, it's because they're sleeping on him. I think he's great.
Oh, I don't think anyone's ever said to me anything.
I like Porygon. I disagree with Porygon.
I was never big on Porygon. Actually,
where is Porygon?
He is Porygon amiss.
Yeah. I forgot to, I think, DM this to Blue, but there's like this cool like fake Mon account where they made this like theoretical Pokemon that'll happen in that Pokemon Arceus, Legend of Arceus, whatever.
Yeah.
And since it's like way back in time, it's like a dodo bird that looks like Porygon. And so the idea was it went extinct, and when they created Porygon, they roughly based it off of the extinct Porygon.
We haven't gotten we haven't gotten like a great dodo bird design yet, have we?
No. So I think
I like the.
I don't know if I'll be able to find the tweet. But.
What's the one in This Ain't Neat, Chief, where it's like the Aztec bird who's a psychic type?
Oh well, I guess we got Doduo and Dodrio, but those aren't like Dodo level.
It's that Aztec bird that you have in This Ain't It, Chief.
Which
that,
Aztec?
I think
bird?
It's sweet. It's like
that's
in the
Seaglyph.
Where's oh yeah?
So cool.
Seaglyph is kind of cool.
Cool Pokemon.
But, I mean, to be fair, Seaglyph is, like, worse Zaytu.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there, too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool. And I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying Fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
But then, yeah, I definitely think some of them, like, for instance, like the Dracovish, because there's 900 of them, I lost when I was ranking them. So I would have put Dracovish and Dracovolt or whatever, or Arcta Drake, whatever the fudge their names are. Those two. Yeah, I would have put those higher. There are like a few I accidentally, because when you're dragging them and there's, not, again, 900 and you're like 10%, there's only so much you can do.
I like the Woolly Mammoth Pokemon.
Mammoth Swine?
It's an amazing.
The Evo of Swinub.
Yeah, Mammoth Swine.
Mammoth Swine.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like Mammoth Swine.
Cute looking.
Yeah. I got the whole Tepig line. Feel like they're hating on my boy Endeavor.
Endeavor song.
Oh my God.
But I got Buzzwole up there. I know Rob will disagree.
Toucan's in there. I think it's the toucan. Mm-hmm. The toucan is cool.
You put Buzzwole that high. Yeah, I thought we were friends.
Buzzwole's sick, dude.
I thought we were friends.
Don't talk to me.
I feel like if you weren't into pumping as much as you are, I feel like.
Yeah, maybe. But I am.
I also feel like Togepi should be in Pokégasm. I feel like the lore of Togepi. Put some respect on Togepi.
But up in Amazinger, I will have you know, we got a couple Gen 8s. We got Grookey.
Gen 8 was heat for design.
Yeah, we got Grookey. We got Wooloo. We got Yamper. We got Clobopus. We got Dragapult.
Dragapult, my boy. It's my boy.
Dragapult's a banger.
What's the Pokemon you have next to Palkia?
Oh, you got Gengar. We love that.
Oh, that's Darkrai.
That, I think that's the coolest.
Wait, where's Giratina? Where's Giratina?
Where's Giratina?
Where'd you put Giratina? Okay, he's an amazing. That's good. We're chill.
Okay. There's so many I can't even
I was about to lose it. I like the Sandaconda pick, by the way. People sleep on how good that design is.
I love Sandaconda.
Sandaconda is a good ass design.
Like, I think a lot of people sleep on Gen 8.
Is Sandaconda the pink looking thing?
The Sandaconda, if you look at the bottom row of Amazing, it's the little
next to the little the sheep to the right of the sheep.
Sandaconda, okay. He's sick.
Yeah. Of course, we got Graplocked. I love Surferfetched'd. Of course, we got Snom.
Now you have to do that with their shiny variants.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's like, now do all shinies. I'm like, no.
No.
Because, like, I started, like, the first 150, I was, like, kind of talking through for the most part. Like, all right,
like
let's.
Like your thought process.
Yeah, let's do. And then it's like, I was, like, midway through Johto, and it'd been, like, an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to be here all day. So then it was kind of like, okay, yeah, we'll put him. Eh, he's kind of cool. Eh, I'll do. And then it's just, like, Jenna. I'm like, oh, my, I forgot how many Pokemon there are. Good Lord. But for the most part, I actually haven't seen that many people that upset about it. Of course, everyone has like one of their favorites where it's like, how could you put my favorite Pokemon in X tier when it should be X tier? Like, is everyone's list going to have Krogunk at the top? Obviously not.
The Krogunk tier.
Absolutely, dude. Krogunk greater than all.
I'm looking at Trashy. There's really nothing I totally disagree with, except for the little Aztec bird guy, the pre-evolution to that guy.
Yeah.
I also like Ditto. What's up with Ditto?
I will disagree with the Ditto placement. I disagree with the Quagsire placement. Do not ever disrespect Quagsire ever again.
Sorry. But
how dare you? Quagsire is the big old blue blob in a miss. Yeah. He's under Electrode.
Oh, and he's all the way down in a miss. Hold on. Let me get
that. That's what I'm saying. Quagsire is Quagsire. Don't ever disrespect Quagsire.
Somebody got super upset about Heatran and Trash. And I was like, bro.
You put Heatran in Trash?
Yeah.
Oh, it was
blue. It was blue,
it turns out.
Dude, which Heatran, one is that one?
Heatran's sick. You put Sphiel in this.
Now he's really
like. Yeah, wait. Now he's like looking deeper. He's like, wait a second.
You.
Oh no!
You put Noctowl. Who would miss?
Okay, you want to know why? I reason this because they got done dirty. They should have been psychic type. That's why they're a miss. They were actually categorized a miss because Game Freak.
I like unknown because of the unknown movie. You're not about unknown.
That's literally the alphabet.
You put Slowpoke and miss.
It's cool lore.
You put Slowpoke and miss.
I'm sorry.
I also don't like how he put slow bro so low. I like how he evolutions. I think that's a cool kind of get a shelter to bite onto the tail.
I can't deal with this. I thought you were cool, Mr. Freak.
I'm sorry.
I also like Tangela. I don't like the Tangela.
You put Ditto in trash.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest gripe. Is I also
how
like
could you
Mr.
put
Bond.
Heatran in trash?
Sorry, dude.
I disagree with the Tornadus, but I also understand why you would like that Tornadus version.
I would put Poliwhirl way higher.
Well, it's just he got did dirty because all the other alternate forms are sick, and then there's the giant chicken.
It's funny because he's actually like the strongest, like most OP of those birds.
I know, but.
The that, mega that evolution of Alakazam, not gonna, or what is it? The one that's next in Amazing, it's next to, what's the dude with the two spoons?
Alakazam?
Yeah, isn't the mega evolution of that next to him?
Yeah, it's a mega.
Yeah, that should
be mega Alakazam, sick.
That should be Pokemon.
I think all the megas. I think I only put like one not amazing, but like
the Gengar one is cool too.
Yeah, all the megas. Pretty much were just absolute bangers. Except
what's
for...
the one next to Tyranitar and Pokegasm?
Oh, that's Mega Rayquaza.
Oh.
Sick.
Mega Rayquaza.
Legendaries?
You've never seen Mega Rayquaza? That's like...
No.
That's like top five Pokemon designs of all time.
Look up Shiny Mega Rayquaza and you'll lose it. So good.
Mega Rayquaza is like... Mega Rayquaza...
Delta Stream.
Like Mega Rayquaza is like super is like will Mega Rayquaza will one day be the Charizard of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like he's just so tight.
I will say I do remember like one of the megas that missed it for me was like Mega Ampharos.
I love Mega Ampharos. I actually have a little Mega Ampharos figure on my little platform where I have my monitors.
Yeah, that one just didn't do it for me, and I think...
I love Mega Ampharos.
I think, really, the only Mega I didn't like is maybe Mega Gardevoir?
I think my only Mega I don't like was Mega Swampert.
See, I'm kind of like that whole like buff thing. I love that he's just like, whoosh, just tanky. I like those.
My favorite part of this is Datto's comment that says, I don't know what the hell Bruts here is, but I agree.
But I agree, yeah. See, dude, because he's like, what the fudge is that fish? And it's car keys. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'm right there with you, dude. Yo, I had this on the list, and it just so works out. We got the Chipotle quesadilla.
I saw that was on the list. Do you want me to wait to give you my opinion until you eat it?
I can give you my opinion
now?
After the fact.
No. Okay, fine. I'll go in. I'll take a little bite. You formulate my own opinion.
Okay.
I literally didn't know anything about it. Claire just wanted it. She ordered. She said, what do you want? I was like, I guess chicken. I'm looking at it. It's got chicken.
Here we go. I'm actually interested.
It comes with guacamole, pico.
Yep.
Yeah, what'd you get as your side scoops? Your I like to call it the pig troughs.
Yeah, we got guac, sour cream, pico. I'm assuming it comes with this by default. We'll take a guac bite first.
He's chewing.
Come on, he already made his opinion up.
It's not bad. I'm not blown away.
Yeah.
The chicken always hits though.
I'm not a fan of the Chipotle quesadilla.
And why is that?
I don't feel like it's a lot of food. I feel you are getting less of tortilla and chicken and cheese. And more sour cream and guac. Because you'll notice, Mr. Fruit. Mm-hmm. You will notice. Finishing that, you will have a abundance of leftover pico, guac, and sour cream. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't like that. Just throw it all in a burrito. You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like you're getting less of what you actually paid for and more of like the side bullshit.
It's a different delivery.
I knew that was what's going to happen because I figured... Of course they're going to give you too many condiments. That's what they're making you pay for. So I instead opted for black beans, the lime rice, and guac. Because those are the most expensive options you could get.
Okay. Look at him cheating the system. I just didn't think it was enough, one, And two, I just had an abundance of sour cream and red salsa. But thankfully, I did order chips on the side.
Always.
Which I think is always a must. It's
always
when you go to either Qdoba or Chipotle. Side of chips is a must.
If you don't, it's heresy. Like,
I agree. Like, you need to get a side of chips. But yeah, it's so I thankfully just scooped it up. But yeah, it's good. But like, I think I just prefer the burrito or a chicken or a burrito bowl with a tortilla on the side.
But like, am I gonna go out of my way to get a Chipotle quesadilla? Probably not.
There are many other things I like at Chipotle.
I don't know.
More than
the
that.
The more I eat, the more I like it.
I thought it was pretty good. I will say the pricing is not it. Quesadilla should not be that expensive.
Okay, see, I didn't order. What is it?
It's like the quesadilla is like $8.
Did you DoorDash it?
I think she Uber Eats it.
It's like $8 plus, and it's obviously only online only. Admittedly, there is a deal right now where you get $8 off your meal on DoorDash if you order more than
that's
25
why she did it.
Mm-hmm. And you get $8 off for ordering the quesadilla. So
it's $8.80.
Yeah. So
okay, I'm gonna do it on DoorDash. I'm gonna not order it, but I'm gonna see what the total would be here.
Now,
I'm gonna do the blue thing. Chicken, and then we're gonna get white rice. What was it again? Black beans.
Black beans, white rice, and then guac.
Okay, and then guacamole.
Comes in a very nice container.
I will say this, adding guacamole as a side thing is adding $2.25. So
they
with adding guacamole,
they got
I am
me,
adding $2.55 to
really?
The order.
Mine was for zero. Shit. They were like, damn, people can't keep gaming. People can't keep taping our guac, bro.
They figured it out.
Okay.
Damn, well, I guess y'all gotta go sour cream then.
It's cheaper to order quesadilla with a side of guac than to just get guac.
Okay, so if I was to get one quesadilla, everything that Blue said on the side right now, including tip, DoorDash,
like $12,
would be $20.
What the?
Okay, well, that's DoorDash. Well, one, it's probably like small meal fee, a delivery fee.
Okay, so total $11.35. Delivery fee $3. Fees and estimated tax $3. Dasher tip $3.
Yeah, 50% of it comes from the
delivery. Yes, subtotal you'd probably be paying there $12.
But yeah, that's still a lot. I agree. Like at first, I was like, this seems fine, but I guess getting that much for $11. Nah, because like I ate that little bit and this is all I have left now.
That's what I'm saying. It just seems
that's what I'm saying, right? So like we have Taco Cabana down here in Texas, and for the same price, I would get double that quesadilla, mm-hmm. and it would also be better tasting.
Yeah, it just feels very thin. You know, I don't feel its bulkiness as a quesadilla. You know, I grab it, it's paper thin. You know, I don't know. I'm not about it.
I personally think it tastes good. I just think it's too expensive for the price.
Yeah, if I'm going to get a quesadilla, like I'm going to save $5 on that quesadilla and just go get one at T-Bell and enjoy that quesadilla more.
T-Bell quesadillas are underrated, low-key.
They are. They're fire.
Steak quesadilla with the spicy ranch.
On the side.
It's different.
See, would you rather have that or that quesadilla?
This one feels like my arteries aren't getting clogged as much.
Agreed.
So I guess it depends on what mood I'm in. Like if I'm just all out, like
you're
I don't care.
Game it all mood. It all night mood.
Then like maybe a Taco Bell. But otherwise this one, I kind of feel like, oh, you know, it's not that bad, you know?
Yeah. But like if you're looking for something to order from Chipotle where you don't feel super full and you feel like you're getting a good portion meal, then I would recommend that.
And like watch it somehow be more calories.
Or when I go to like eat, and this is probably the American in me, I want to leave that place like fucking sick. Like I almost like want to.
Definitely
like
the American.
Yeah, I do not want to do that.
Like, there's not a lot of people who eat to get like full as fuck, like to the point where they're uncomfortable. But I do.
Yeah, I know. Because see, at that point, I'm no longer enjoying myself.
I want to leave and sit in the car like.
Oh, it's so fucking much food.
Like, I think I'm going to fucking puke in the car, but it was worth.
Yeah, I'm like, that was sick. Let's do it again. So, yeah, I just heard about it and Claire decided, hey, Because I saw tweets about it earlier today. So I don't know, people just...
Yeah, all about I wasn't blown away. Sydney and I were not blown away. We thought it was all right.
I was more impressed when they came out with their queso.
I think their queso is so gross.
I thought the queso was trash.
I like the queso. Ew. Come at me.
It wasn't for me. Definitely wasn't for me.
Okay.
No, it tastes like... It just tastes like white cheese. I don't know what kind of cheese it is. It's just like...
Well, it is white queso. But...
Yeah, like I don't like white cheese.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's 2021. I don't know why we got to like judge cheese by its color.
But I don't like white male cheese.
Oh, that's a mood, says T.
Speaking of T, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Have you guys watched it?
Yo, I...
Well, as of the time we're... We're recording this. The first episode has only come out. Yes, episode two comes out technically in like 6 hours.
I've watched the entire series and it is pog.
I've got a guy.
I'm going to be honest. Cindy and I put it on. It might have just been the kind of mood we were in too, because we were kind of like doing stuff in the background, cleaning the kitchen and stuff. But we put it on the background and didn't really pay attention. But that's kind of, I think, it kind of...
Yeah, that's kind of your... Yeah,
that doesn't really...
But I did see something at the... I did catch the end and went, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah, that like, that's the...
Yeah, one, again, we kind of talked about it too. We like briefly talked about it, I think. Was the first episode was definitely more interesting than WandaVision, but that was because WandaVision was mysterious, slow burn, kind of... Whereas this was just like, boom, you know, you're getting right into it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like the whole bit. I like being able to see this side of things. And I know ratings wise, this is everyone's liking it more than WandaVision.
Had more people watching it than
it was, I think, the most watched. I think Falcon Winter Soldier was first, then WandaVision, then Mandalorian season two, I believe.
That fucking blows my mind. Like,
well, we talked about it. Like,
yeah,
Marvel is the kids' Star Wars these days. That's why.
Also the damage that Star Wars had done to itself has definitely... If Star Wars came out with a dope trilogy, because they had a chance...
Whole season of Mandalorian before I watched
They had a chance to really bring back this generation, be like, yo, this is Star Wars. And they're just like, yeah, we're just not going to fucking plan at all. Good luck. Also, Rian Johnson's going to kill your childhood.
But that is good news that the second season performed better, because it was that word of mouth, like, yo, wait, this is legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is Star Wars. Like, trust us. It's not the movies. Like, come watch it. And then people were pleasantly surprised. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll watch season two.
The fact people were like, trust us, it's not the movies, is depressing. But, you know, it's also true.
But, like, yeah, well, it's also probably because if the Star Wars fan was burned out, it was probably because of the movies. So it's like, hey, I know you're burned out, but trust me, give us a try. It's a different...
I feel like Rob is, like, the perfect description of what the average Star Wars fan is like. They're just like...
Nowadays, yeah. Like, after fucked in the ass I've been lately, like,
and then it was like, yo, trust us, it's actually dope. And then you're like,
yeah, but like, man,
well, maybe Star Wars isn't that bad, guys,
because it's not... Mandalorian's fucking sweet. Like, Mandalorian is awesome. That made me cry like a baby.
Oh, that's... yo, the ending. Yeah, I mean, we already talked about this, but the ending of Mando made me weep.
That was sad. I didn't cry at that one though, but that was...
what,
the little hand? Oh,
the hand was... And when he takes off his helmet, I was like,
I was very close.
That shit hurt me.
There might have actually been a few tears.
Was it who's the Mandalorian? What's the actor's name?
Pedro Pascal.
I think was he saying he was like, he thought it was important for Mandalorian not to be crying, but like the actor in him couldn't help but like cry or something like that.
Oh, I don't remember. Maybe.
I think I like read a headline like that.
That's how mercy is.
But the millennial in me, you know, didn't read the entire article. I just read it.
Of course. I do appreciate, though, that he's getting more attention. I really like him.
Hell yeah, dude. He was badass in Narcos.
And what about Game
Narcos
of Thrones,
is such
dude?
A good fucking show, too. Holy crap.
I need to... I'm going to put that on my list right now.
What? Narcos is a great show.
I need to see Narcos.
You've never seen, like, the Pablo Escobar Narcos?
No.
Oh, oy vey, mate.
Oy vey, mate.
Come on, dude. Can't be doing my Colombian heritage like that.
I will say, Claire and I watched, like, the first three episodes of Schitt's Creek yesterday, and that was actually... pretty funny.
Did Dude, Sydney was saying that is something that her and I should watch because her friends really recommend it.
Yeah. Well, that was the same kind of deal. Which, speaking of recommendations, Claire showed me this TikTok. It's the only way I ever get my TikTok. She's like, yo, let me catch you up on my For You
page.
You
really are a boomer in disguise, Mr. Fruit.
It's true. Sydney will go, dude, babe, can I show you TikToks? And then just goes.
Yeah. So, showed this video of some guy playing this rhythm game. And it was crazy. And so I was like, all right, what is that? Like, I got to get my shot at it. It's called A Dance of Fire and Ice. So I installed it today. It's like $6 on Steam. I don't think I've ever been angry in my life.
A dance of what?
Fire and ice.
I love rhythm games, dude. You're going to make me act up.
Trust me, if I'm raging, I assume you'll do the same. Like, it was bad. It's like one of those things where I'm about to like slam my desk. I'm like, what am I doing? And then I slam it anyway. Like, it was so infuriating.
Did it just come out?
No, it's been out for a while. Or 2018, 2019. It's like really well received. I hadn't heard of it though. But my God. I want you to stream it so I can watch.
Really?
Yeah. Cause
what kind of rhythm game is it? I love rhythm games. Like,
so it's like all you do is just two buttons. Well, technically you can only use one, but I use two. And the reason it's called Dance of Fire and Ice is it's two orbs, blue and red. And they go on blocks, and you just have to time them when they hit the blocks. But when one block hits and stops, the other one then goes around it, and they do their own rotation, full rotation. So you have to stop it before it does on the beat.
Oh, I've seen somebody play this. I've seen this.
And I was like, bro, let me at it. And I got to the last World 6 level, and after like 45 minutes I had to close it. I was like, I'm not leaving until I beat this, but it got to the point where I'm like, this is unhealthy. Yeah, I was like, I need to stop this. And apparently there's like 19 worlds. And
you could do the first one.
The sixth. And then there's all the custom songs and stuff. And
so I have to do worlds 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and get to 6.
Yeah, if you can beat 6, that's where I tapped.
All right, well, now I know when I'm streaming tomorrow.
Don't get me wrong. Am I probably going to give another chance? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had to step away. Even Claire the whole time was like, babe, you're kind of
scaring me. Was this today?
Yeah. She's like, you need to eat, like, it's okay to take a break. And I'm like, I'm not a quitter. I'm not leaving. I'm not letting this level beat me.
Mama
it beat
didn't
me.
Raise no bitch, Claire.
Is it the same kind of... there's no like easy, medium, hard, and expert, or it's like all the same?
It's all the same. And the thing is, if you miss one click, that's it. You restart the whole thing. So that's why I was getting
You have to FC.
Yeah. So that's why I was getting so pissed, because it's like the first third of this track is like a minute long. And at this point, I have it down. But then there's this little bit in the next part that I have to figure out. It's like after 50%.
Yeah.
But I messed that up once, and then it's like a minute and a half to get back there, and then I make the same mistake, and then I'm so frustrated.
64 minutes played recently.
Okay, so then I probably quit after 30 minutes, but yeah, it was something else. So yeah, I'm interested to watch you stream it.
I'll stream that probably tomorrow.
At the very least, I'm gonna complete that level.
I'll tell you what. After we're done playing Apex or tomorrow, whatever we're doing tomorrow, after you raid me, I will switch to A Dance of Fire and Ice.
Okay. And maybe when you get to World 6, I'll play along and try and do it myself. But it's something else. And the crazy thing, too, is there's you can change difficulty, but you can only make it harder where every note has to be a perfect. Otherwise, you restart, too. And I'm sure there's some people out there that are just like... But it is, yeah, it's something else.
Is there anything we wanted to touch on before I moved on to Patreon questions?
Nope.
Blue did say, we were talking about this off podcast. The CEO of Blue's game did mention the podcast.
Oh, that's right. I was so excited. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna say
specifically. I didn't know anything about this.
So it was actually really cool. And quite honestly, I have been getting Senpai to try to notice me for a long time. And ironically, the part on GG Easy, I don't expect like like GG Easy is like, oh, like this is where everyone who already watches us comes to watch us rant about dumb shit. So then when they tweeted out like, hey, they talked about the GG podcast, I was like, wait a minute. I don't expect anyone to listen to me rant on this. That's why I'm so good at ranting on GG Easy. So, yeah, I was very surprised. So Robbie RG Sache. He actually used to be a competitive player in original Paragon. I don't remember all the team names, but this is how you know I'm a total nerd for Paragon.
Well, and I did like that. He's like, if you guys like what you see now, like, just wait. So that was nice.
Oh, he kind of was like, yeah, just wait, bitches.
Yeah, he's like, if you think what we got right now is good, just wait and see. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, shit.
Well, okay, go on.
RG Sache.
My hands are shaking thinking about it.
My hands are shaking.
Tweeted out that we talked about predecessor stuff, and I was really happy and excited. And yeah, I've been trying to get Senpai to notice me for a while, and he noticed us. So
there you go.
Yeah,
pretty Senpai cool.
Notice. Meanwhile, I'm trying to get Senpai Twitch to notice me. Still,
good luck,
Twitch. Jesus Christ.
Papa Dadams asks, if there are any extended Dream Team battle royale, what would happen? Who would win, and who would die first, etc. We're talking just Hunger Game ass.
Yeah, like who would die first? Know. Honestly, I'm gonna say Sammy because he's gonna be allergic to something.
You know, he brushes up against.
Well, that's
tree
what I'm saying.
Bark.
Like, if we're in the middle, like that Hunger Games dome or whatever, he probably hops in there and he's immediately like, he needs his meds. And so I think that gets Sonic out. So like almost immediately we'd hear like, tong. It's like Sonic has left. It's like, oh. Then.
I would say Datto wins. He'd be like the nerd of the Hunger Games that like won that one year.
Well, see, I feel like it comes down to him and like Arios. And then Arios has like not purposefully been just like roaming this entire time and somehow made it here with dumb luck. And then it comes down to him and Datto, and then Arios is like, oh, right, I'm jacked. And so Datto tries to outwit him, but eventually it comes to a brute strength fight.
And Arios takes him out.
But then Arios is about to choke him out, and he's like, nah, just kidding, dude, you can have it. And then he like kills himself, probably, something stupid like that. And then Datto
I feel like Datto would win purely because Datto would outsmart Arios and convince Arios to off himself. And
he'd be like, Arios, like, just let me win. He goes,
and for the sake of comedy, Arios would do it.
He's like, dude, wouldn't it be hilarious if I just killed myself with these blueberries? Arios, you just eat all those? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, these blueberries? Oh. And then people would be like, damn, that Arios.
Yeah, wait.
And then
Arios
would fade away like, I did my job.
I take it back. Arios is second to die.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'll be like, oh, Arios, you want to team up? He goes, yeah. Oh, yo, check out these things I found. I guess they're like poison blueberries. I'm like, oh my god, dude! Like, don't eat those, dude! Like, I've heard those. And he goes, what? And then he's like, what? And he's already eating all the blueberries. Like, I was, and it's like, dum dum.
There goes Arios. I could already hear him. I could already hear him. Like, were these poison, dude? You got me, dude.
Yeah. Then he's dead.
Sloths asks, mayo and ketchup together or ranch and ketchup together? Ranch Neither. Stays by itself.
Ranch like, stays by itself.
Yeah, you don't mix ranch with anything. Like the only thing hot you sauce. Can mix ranch with is with like Frank's hot sauce or something. That's it. That's all that goes with ranch. No ketchup. That's gross. Mayo and ketchup, those okay.
I know Claire likes it. They even make Heinz makes like mayo chip, which we have in our house. Regretfully, keep them separate. Keep them separate.
Regretfully. Oh, nope. Here's a question from Rob. Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Miracle Whip.
Really, Blue? You're a Miracle Whip.
Mayo kind of trash.
Really? I'm mayo.
I think I'm mayo.
A mayo guy.
I need like I need a very specific situation to be mayo.
For the longest time, Sydney thought Miracle Whip was mayonnaise and like didn't know that Miracle Whip is like its own entity and isn't mayonnaise.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically mayonnaise too,
but it's not. It would be called mayonnaise if it was mayonnaise.
What are you saying?
Really passionate about this?
I am because like that's why I asked. I was like, "What's your guys' stance on this?" I just think Miracle Whip is fucking gross.
What?
Yeah, but mayo's good.
Fair enough.
Mr. Walsh asks, think of a number, double it, add 6, divide it then in half, subtract the number you started with. The answer is 3. Why? I'm sure it's like
one because I poop my pants.
Sure, it's like one of those like math questions that always has
no,
the same answer.
Wait, say it again. I don't think mine was.
Okay, what's your number?
Well, no, just say your thing again.
Okay, think of a number.
Uh huh.
Double it.
Mm-hmm.
Add 6.
Mm-hmm.
Divide it in half.
Uh huh.
And subtract the number you started with. The answer is 3.
Oh yeah, it is. Interesting.
I just think it's just like I've seen those. It's called like I forget what it is. It's like
black magic. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you like tell somebody that, and they're like, "You're burning at the stake, dude." Not cool.
Johnny Krumer asks, how many 5-year-olds could you take if they all swarmed you at once?
I would beat the shit out of all of them.
Well,
Rob's still on the same. I am still. So there, like, I guess the question's been going around TikTok again. We are ahead of the trends, you know us. And so the theory is you're stuck in a corner against them. So you're getting swarmed.
Okay, I'm in that corner.
I said at best maybe 10.
They're trying to, like, you're saying they're coming to kill you.
Yeah.
In any way a 5-year-old can imagine killing you with their bare hands.
Lord only knows. I that would probably do it. Like, think about it. They go for your eyes. They start biting. Who knows? Because you have to think. Because I'm thinking, like, at this point, they're like robots. And they're just like, kill, kill, kill.
Bro, so, I think you're really underestimating your power. Like, I'm telling you this.
I'm grabbing one. This. I'm swinging some circles as long as I can. And then that's it.
I mean this without, like, sounding absolutely disgusting. If a 5-year-old was coming to attack me, and I'm in this corner, right? And I have the license to kill. I could curb stomp one of those things heads off.
Okay, so you get one.
Fact. No, like all I just have to push them down. Boom, that's one. Boom, that's
yeah, but at
two.
That point now you but at that point now you have like 6 on you.
No, like God, bye. Like
yeah,
oh
yeah, see? You overestimate.
I think I'd get like
there's only one way to test this.
I get to at least 40, 50 before I get tired.
You overestimate.
How many 5-year-olds have you killed?
Well,
how many people have you killed? Yeah. How many walkers have you killed?
See, here's the thing, all right? My strategy. I think I could take them on infinitely. And do you know why? Because you underestimate how weak the mental psyche of a 5-year-old is, all right? You tell them some shit like, your parents don't fucking love you. Santa Claus isn't real.
Whoa.
Your dog shit of video games. You're never gonna be good at Halo 2. If I told that to a 5-year-old Rob, you're never gonna be good at Halo. Okay, well, whatever. 10-year-old Rob Fruit, like, you're dog shit at Halo.
Yeah, don't tell
like
me
you're
that.
Trash.
No, see, that would by fire.
That would physically like, that physically hurt you. No, not 10-year-old you. You'd be quivering. You haven't gone through puberty.
If you
your nuts
me,
haven't dropped yet, you don't have fire flight response.
If I'm 10
all you know
you
is
say,
run.
If you say you're bad at Halo, I'm like, I'm fired up now.
See, no, bitch. See?
Yeah,
see,
I'll
but
be 1v1 Guardian.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. But now you're distracted. I'd be like, you're trash on Halo. You'd be like, yo, what did you say? Boom. Knock your head off. You're dead.
Yeah, but now there's thousands of others me pissed. Like, what?
No, but they're blue? Different 5-year-olds.
So you say infinite amount. You would never be taken.
I just keep talking shit. They keep getting distracted. I keep beating the shit out of them. One shot, they're down. That's it. That's all I need.
Okay, I truly believe I could take on like 40 to 50 before I would be physically exhausted and they would eat me.
I don't think so.
Reacher asks, 69 penguins versus 69 chickens. Who wins?
69 penguins, chickens. Easy. Penguins are vicious, dude.
Bro, are they? What are penguins? They don't, they wobble. They like,
but they,
well,
I mean, what
also
are
it depends.
They have beaks.
Where are they fighting? Landscape does matter.
Let's just say it's even. Like an even.
But what exactly?
Even
what would even look?
What
even,
is
even look like? Yeah,
because penguins have to be in a pretty specific.
Because like penguins, like if they're on ice and they're able to start swerving, well,
yeah,
if they
true.
Can get in water and out, boom, like penguins.
I
but
mean,
if they're on
being,
land,
I would say if it comes down to like in the Arctic, penguins take it no problem. 100%,
yeah,
but if it's in a warm climate, yeah. Yeah, chickens are probably taking that W. Yeah.
I think Mecca Penguin has more stats than Mecca Chicken, though. So
yeah, they all just form up.
That'd be sick.
Fresh.
Z-Dog asks, you're at a bar. When an attractive person comes up to you and says, want to smash, which fighter do you immediately call dibs on?
No one would come up to me to do that. Is the your first mistake?
Probably Mewtwo.
Ganondorf. Not Kirby.
I feel like if I'm going for like a noob stomper, I'd go for like Roy. Roy's a great noob stomper.
Or just Ganon. Just smashes. Like they don't know how to get out of him.
Sky asks, for Fruit and Rob, I see you playing a lot of Apex lately and wondered what your favorite weapons are and your favorite laning locations.
Well, it's a new map now, and I don't know it, so I don't have a favorite landing.
I like the Kraber a lot.
Yeah, I'd probably go P2020 with Hammer Point or R301 just because I feel like that's just the best gun in the game right now.
R99, I think, is the best gun in the game. That's my pick. And then it says for everybody, opinions on Sacred Weeb number. What is that?
Yeah, what?
I don't know what that is. My bad.
Opinions on the S A C R E D Weeb number.
The actual 177013. The sacred numbers. What?
I don't know. I'm scared now.
I'm scared.
I feel like.
Should I know this?
I feel like we should get our resident weeb expert,
Sammy.
Yeah, I don't. We're not initiated, I guess.
Sharkboy97 asks, if you could make content on anything right now and have it perform well, what would you choose?
Final Fantasy 14.
Where to begin? Apex has been fun. If I could do anything right now.
Pokemon?
Maybe. Well, I'm just trying to think what I'm enjoying right now. Which, quite frankly, isn't much.
Sag.
Maybe League, because then I could just do silly things, and that way, if I'm losing, it's still for content, so I feel a little less tilted.
Have you been queuing lately again?
Yeah, and I'm just never going to touch League again.
Wait, what happened?
Went on a tilter lot the other night.
What happened? How much LP?
Well, I hit gold, so I was like, you know what, screw it. I'll just keep
going. Were you playing with Kev or solo?
Solo. That was my first mistake. And queue up for jungle, because I'm like, you know what, I want to play Qiyana jungle, which is an off-meta pick. Not many people play it. Pretty low win rate. But I was like, you know what? Pretty cool champ. I'll play Qiyana jungle. I'm 11-1 at 3 at 15 minutes, bro. I'm pup stomping. We lose the game.
Shocker. That's kind of...
That's how heavy my four other teammates were. They didn't even know how to be carried, so I was like, oh my god, okay, whatever. But I still, like, I was going off. If I can just do that again, next game. I'm 8-1-2 by 15 minutes.
Same champ and everything.
Yeah, Qiyana again, killing it. And this game, I have an Aurelia that realizes how to just, like, yeah, if we do this and I go in and we do that, like, we can just win fights. I'm like, thank you. We win. I'm like, that's great. This LP. This is good. Then I go Qiyana again. And long story short, I had a Camille top lane on my team against an Ornn top lane, and they had a Galio mid. Our Rumble couldn't hit an ult for his life. I don't think I've ever seen worse Rumble ults. And so on top of that, and not roaming when Galio would, Camille kept crying for ganks. I'd get close to killing Ornn. Galio ults in. Our mid never roams. So I try a couple ganks early. I die a couple times. Kind of behind. And then it gets to the point where Ornn and Galio just literally raffle stomp us because they had tanks. None of us did. And our AD carry bot lane was like 0-13. And so I was like, okay, that's a tilt or whatever. Next game.
I would watch this as content if you recorded these.
It'd be terrible. Next game. I was going to go Qiyana. And then somebody's like, bro, we need somebody else, bro. Like, please. And I was like, okay, whatever. They're already tilted.
Oh, what were you like? Was that in like when you like
champ select? Yeah.
Yeah. When you, because like I
hovered.
This person.
Yeah. I was hovering Qiyana. He's like, bro, like, please go like a tank something. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that because I can't carry as a tank. It might be good for it, but this is also solo queue. And I don't want to be just a useless tank if you guys can't perform. So I went with like a bruiser. I can't remember who I went with.
Now, League is like, if you're doing solo queue, you queue into other people who are solo queuing, right?
Yeah. Or okay. Duo. So I think I went Udyr, maybe. And I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever been more useless. But at that point, I was already so tilted. So
I wanted to play like a champ.
Well, it also just hadn't been going well. And like, regardless of my performance, it was hard to like close out games. And I was, teammates were being frustrating. So this game, I get on Udyr. And like three ganks early on, I'm not, it's like the matter of a couple percentage of health of getting these kills. And instead, getting counter ganked and like just the slightest difference in combat led me to being like 0-3 instead of 3-0. If I'm 3-0, it's a completely different game. Instead, I'm 0-3 and I went 25 minutes being, or 30 minutes, no, I think I went 40 minutes being absolutely useless when I'm just like, can we surrender? Like, bro, at this point, I'm just sad. I just want to stop playing this game. Please, can we surrender? And they wouldn't.
I feel like League is like your CSGO to me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like,
and so I was
the
just
game you want to play and be good at, but you just you can't figure it out.
I mean,
you're
room.
Way better at League than I would be at CSGO, though. Like, you're mount ahead. Like,
but I go into the bedroom. Clay's already in bed, and I'm just like, tough day.
tough day at work. The office.
Yeah, tough day at the office. Just lie down, cry myself to sleep.
I'd watch those for videos. You don't think they perform well?
No.
Just you tilting it.
Well, because majority of my audience, too, has no idea how a mobile works. They have no idea what they're looking at. They just don't know any of the nuances, which I don't. But I haven't fostered a MOBA community. Like, nothing I do is nearly. The closest thing I've done is Eternal Return recently, and all people know is Booba. So I think that's why they watch, and that's about it. Yeah.
What about you, Blue? What content would you make?
He said Final Fantasy.
It would be Final Fantasy if I were good enough to stream it.
You are good.
You are good enough to stream it. We're going to figure out how to get you.
You're number one Gunblade, dude. How's it get better than that?
Link in the descriptions of the best VTuber artists you know, whose commissions are currently open. Impasta of Haiku asks, if you had a choice to choose any weapon from any universe as your primary and secondary, what would it be and why?
Gunblade.
I refuse to answer this. Way too wide. You're already giving me anxiety.
I'm gonna
give me at least a franchise.
The first thing that went to my head was the Lancer from Gears of War. That's the chainsaw gun.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm just saying I don't know what I would pick. Can't do that to me. Can't do that to me. No, well, I'm thinking like I just might as well get the most OP weapons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why bother? Maybe like the mini nuke, whatever. From Fallout.
The big boy?
Yeah, big boy. But actually like some weird space thing that can just like bend time or something like that. All this kind of stuff. So I have no idea.
What about you, Blue?
Gunblade!
Free Will asks, which Temtem has given you the most trouble? Whether it's to try and catch or against an opponent. I couldn't name you a Temtem.
Archimedes. Arcanax. It's something like that. It's that stupid poison, or toxic, like nature. It's just, or earth has the worst typing, and I just hate everything about it. That is probably the one that gives me most trouble. And then I hunted a while for Momo and never got it. Luma. So that's still TBD.
The one that gave me the most trouble was Pajaro because I had to shiny hunt it, and then I did Luma hunt it, and I ended up Luma hunting it. So that was my longest trial.
I couldn't name you a Temtem. Tepiv asks, what is the most comfortable hoodie/sweatshirt you own?
Okay. I have this polo sweatshirt hoodie that I literally have owned for years now, and that's literally the only hoodie I'll ever wear. I felt lost without it because I left it in Colorado with Fruit.
Oh yeah.
I'm and I so forgot lost without you.
It felt like I had my skin back on when Fruit brought it back for Pax Down.
Like, a part of me is left, but now it's returned.
But yeah, my polo sweatshirt. I don't even remember where it's from. I'm pretty sure like my dad got me it. Polo sweatshirt. Polo hoodie, whatever. I literally always wear it. It's a zip up polo. I love that thing. It's so comfy.
If I was to choose mine, it would be this hoodie. It is like it's like nice wool.
Yeah, that's a stoner hoodie.
Like very like.
I was gonna say it looks kind of like punch or whatever those things were.
Yeah, it just has a cool design. It's like very soft and like in the center of it, or like in like the whatchamacallit. It's just very like warm too. Just a great hoodie. This was my hoodie of the year for the year 2019.
Oh.
Well, or 2020. This was my hoodie.
Rob's official hoodie tier list. That's on the S.
Yeah, this is
S. For the award ceremony.
Yes. Not only is it great design and cool because I like Coke, it's also extremely comfortable. This is S tier.
I will
say a hoodie of the year nominee for 2021 just dropped today, and I will be buying it for resale.
Oh.
Because I didn't get it today.
I don't really have one. Because most of the ones I order are usually the wrong size. Like, I ordered Dados, and they sent me an extra small.
What?
Yeah, for whatever reason. And then all my other ones just get too small for me or shrink. And a lot of the other problem, too, is the hoodies I get, for some reason, they get so short where they barely go to, like, my waist now. I don't know what it is. I'm not that tall.
It's because you're getting yoked.
I've just been in a weird hoodie funk. I don't really have anything.
We got to get you out of that. As somebody who feels like their
hoodie Someone get this strong, man a hoodie.
I need to make sure my friends feel the same way about their hoodies.
Well, unfortunately,
as a friend, I haven't checked up on your hoodie.
You failed
game.
Me.
Yeah, I'm sorry for not checking up on you, Mr. Friendly.
Hoodie season is almost over, though, and I'm very excited.
No, it's not. Hoodie season is... it is almost over. That's not going to stop me from wearing a hoodie, though.
I'm waiting for hammock weather. My life
see,
is
See, the thing is, hoodie season can be every season if you just don't wear anything under the hoodie.
No, I still sweat, like, especially if I don't have some on.
Okay,
oh,
but you.
Bro.
Okay, but
game
you could.
Over.
You could literally be wearing nothing and you'd be sweating.
You're not wrong. I currently have a fan blowing on my face, and I'm still red because I'm so hot.
Couple questions left. From Fire Rasengan asks,
Rasengan,
Rasengan, bro.
Jesus.
Whatever.
Get it together.
Would you guys play Dead by Daylight with the Dream Team?
I mean, yeah, we did once upon a time.
We did back in the day cafe.
I want to play with Ohm because I think it'd be fun to play with Ohm.
Ohm
like,
would murder
he would poop on us, dude.
See, do you remember when we?
But he could like fuck with us and shit. You know
no,
what I mean?
Do you remember when Ohm played the? Anytime Ohm knows how to play a game, he relentlessly bullies you.
It's not like, oh, I'll take it easy. He's like, this is
yeah,
my content.
Like he's like,
and...
this is my
is
video now.
Yeah. I own this now.
I don't want to give him that power.
Yeah, I'd be down.
If it was only a lobby of us, like plebs, sure.
You know who like loves Dead by Daylight? Blake. Like, I know if we did a Dead by Daylight video, he would be super down to play it. The last question is from Blemish. What do you think of the show American Gods? I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
All right, well, let me read the quick synopsis that I can find for you.
That's 2017 drama.
American Gods. Ex-convict Shadow Moon roams a world he doesn't understand, left adrift by the recent and tragic death of his wife. Little does he know, his life is about to change after he meets a crafty, charismatic con man named Mr. Wednesday, who offers a shadow a job as his bodyguard.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Yeah. I guess I'll look
never
into
heard
it.
Of
I
it.
Guess
Looks
the finale
cool.
just aired. So
interesting. I love Ian McShane. He's in it.
Is that it for the
Patreon
question?
Yeah, that's it.
That will do it then for this episode of the GG Over Easy podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that's episode 78 or 9.
Eight.
We appreciate you. Thank you very much for watching and or listening and supporting us with whatever you do, whether it's just
Thank
doing
you.
That or reviewing or anything. Yeah, we appreciate you. We love you. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned next week for the Kong and Godzilla episode.
Yeah, so
it's not 4 hours, so it probably won't be a whole podcast like Justice League. But
I don't know, dude. If it doesn't end the way, I mean, hey, Star Wars was a full podcast.
Yo, hold up. I just want to mark this moment before we all leave. Mm-hmm. We actually got to every single thing we listed.
That might be a podcast first in 7 years.
I don't think we've ever done that.
Legit.
No, I don't think so either. That's incredible. Wow.
Legit.
Hey. Well, I don't think we've ever... We actually...
Good job, us.
And we got remembered through, a review.
And yeah. We're... Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey. How did we do that?
And guess what? We ain't doing a meme.
We remember, but we're not doing it.
No, it just doesn't work. I'm sorry. With that, that is this episode. We will see you guys next Sunday in the next episode. Farewell.
Peace.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.